Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The Burt Show.
We're going to play the conversation that we had with Big Mike from American Idol.
Big Mike.
But the fact of the matter with Mike is this, is that when his wife was delivering their first baby, he wasn't there. He chose to go out to L.A. Mm-hmm. and pursue his dream on American Idol.
He had just been given the chance to do the Hollywood round, right?
Right, mm-hmm. I think, right.
And he was like, man, this is my chance to make it happen for my family. I got to stay.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, that's what he did. He went out to L.A. I mean, he advances all these rounds.
Mm-hmm.
She has the baby, and he missed that. He missed that, man. And he's at peace with it. Now, we can go one of two ways here. You guys tell me which way you want to go with this.
Okay.
We could talk to moms that are still upset that their husbands missed the birth of their baby for whatever reason. Or we can talk to moms that are totally cool with why their husbands missed the birth of their baby.
We'll get more calls with the first one.
Angry.
I was thinking too.
I think, can we take both? Because I think I would be interested to hear the contrast between the two.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you have to be in like a happy, like you can't call up and go, I'm totally fine that he didn't show up because he wasn't in the baby's life at all anyways, and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, it has to be like, you guys are married, stayed married, you know, after the birth of the baby, but
it's for work or family or whatever.
Right.
I'm guessing we'll have a lot of military families that experience
that,
right?
Let's just say we should eliminate those, right?
Because that's too easy. Yeah, I'm glad he went to serve his country. Okay, we get those. Totally get those.
Right.
All right, so we're looking for two kinds here. 404-741-Q100. You're still upset for the reason why he missed the birth of your baby. He was out on a fishing trip and he mistimed it. He was at a bar when you called and he couldn't get somebody to drive him home. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Still
didn't
upset.
Didn't we talk to somebody? Because we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
And wasn't there a guy passed out drunk? Like, he went out with his buddies the night before. They took him out because the baby was coming. He went to sleep at like 2 a.m, totally hammered, and slept. And then her water broke at 6.
Ooh. There's a lot of drunk stories, I'm sure, because guys get nervous. I'm sure there's a lot of guys who would probably get, if she has a long labor and he's nervous, so he decides to go, you know, I need a couple cocktails to calm me down a little bit for a second, and then he completely gets too trashed to come back.
Or he, you know, there could be a case where he takes like a dude vacation and you deliver early, you go into labor.
Yeah.
And he can't get back in time.
Mm-hmm. If he's on one of those vacations you go on, like in a mountain in Argentina somewhere, sitting up there.
Yeah, but if you're like 3 weeks out or something like that, then you can't do that.
Right.
I don't know what the statute there is, how many miles you can travel.
My friend,
but it's not the Buenos Aires.
No,
I know that.
No.
My friend,
out of contact,
could have missed the birth of his because his wife sent him a text message and didn't call. Like, he was at work. He was in a studio, so he was working, and she sent a text to his phone and didn't pick up the phone and call. And he's like, when you're having a baby, you need to pick up the phone and make a call.
Hey, Alyssa.
Hey.
So you got Big Mike's situation on American Idol, where dude goes on out to L.A. and he misses the birth of his first child. So his wife seems to be pretty cool about it. But we're looking for moms that are still either upset by the husband missing the birth or are totally cool with it.
I'm totally cool with it. My husband, the night before I had my planned C-section that we planned for 3 months with the specific doctor, he fell off a ladder at work and cracked his skull, and I was in the emergency room with him. He's like, you have to have the C-section with this doctor. I don't want anyone else touching you. I was like, are you sure? So my family flew in that night, and he was at Atlanta Medical, and I'm down at Northside.
Oh, they couldn't even get you in the same hospital.
The same room.
No.
But I was famous. They were like, hey, aren't you the woman whose husband's in Atlanta Medical?
Oh.
Hey, everybody knows you around here. And I was like, oh, wow.
That's great.
That's terrible.
The kind of celebrity.
Couldn't even get you in the same, like, put my skull together at Northside.
Oh, that sucks.
He only stayed 2 days there and, like, forced them to let him go so he could see his son. I mean, he was, and then they had a bed for him. They put me in a special room where they had a bed for him, and he was able to see his son 2 days after he was born.
Oh, wow.
Well, she's at peace, though.
Wow.
Yeah, she's okay with
That's
it.
That's good.
Hey, Shannon, I want to put you on hold because I think you may be my closer call, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Oh, no.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere, Shannon.
That doesn't sound good. Right.
Yeah, I got to hear that.
I know.
Good morning, Elaine. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. So, yes, I'm 30, and my sister is 28, and my dad missed both of our births. And my mother, still very upset about it. But the funny little twist is, even though she uses it all the time to prove that he was never there, he raised us. He got custody of us in the 80s and raised us by himself. She was nowhere in the picture.
Why did he, what was his reason for missing the birth?
He was working on the oil rigs back in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And he would be out for a week and then home for a week. And it was while he was out.
Wow. Both times. Okay. Oh, it sucks. So he's working. So he was working.
He was working. I want to get to that Shannon call, man, because her husband missed all three.
Oh, God, dude.
I'll tell you what. Let me just take Carly first, then I'll get to Shannon.
He's busy, man.
God.
Good morning. Carly, you're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hey. Good. What's going on?
Hey, good. I just wanted to call and tell you guys that my dad was on business when I was born, and he tried as best as he could to make it on time, but was just 5 minutes late, and I jokingly still bring it up when we get in fights today.
So you've let it go, but you really haven't let it go.
Yeah.
Here is Shannon, all right? You guys ready for this?
Yes.
All right, Shannon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. The number seems really high, though. You've had three kids?
We do. Well, I have five. Two are from my first marriage, and then my last three are from the second.
Okay.
And we had talked about it beforehand. Do you want me to? She had said.
Yeah, go ahead.
Earlier.
Sure.
Yes.
Both of his parents died of cancer, and he has a phobia of hospitals.
I knew somebody like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very severely. Like he almost died from a pygmy rattlesnake bite. At one point, like, absolutely does not do hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one was premature, and he actually almost gave in and went just because. But then everything turned out fine. I had a best friend. She was in there for all three, and it worked out. And you really have to, I guess, prioritize. I mean, I think I probably would have been pissed if he had been laid up somewhere in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I mean, this man loves his kids more than anything in the world, and it was very hard for him not to go. But, you know, you do what you do.
Like, when you say phobia of hospitals, like, what are you talking about? When he thinks of going to a hospital, what are we talking about?
It just brings back he lost back to his parents within a year, and it's very sickening for him.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I knew somebody like that. Maybe, like, panic attacks, anxiety.
Yeah, it's very hard, yes.
When I had my transplant, I had a friend who had to call me on the phone because she couldn't come in the hospital because her father had passed away. And she associated anything negative with it with the hospital. So she had to call and say, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to make it up to see you.
I think it's possible that my uncle missed the birth of his only daughter because he has my aunt had surgery. She's passed away now, but when I was living in Syracuse, I remember she went in for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Then she also had a heart attack more recently, and I don't think he went to visit her either time. His wife of 50 years.
Is that right?
And he gets so he just can't do it.
Wow.
Wonder what happens if he gets sick.
I don't know.
It was like she said her husband almost died from a snake bite because he wouldn't go to the hospital.
Stacey would never have that. She'd say, suck it up and you get your ass down here.
Yeah.
I don't care how nervous or phobic you are, you get your ass down here. You don't even know what phobia is till the next time you see me. You're going to be a Stacey phobic if you don't get here. Hey, AJ, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Good.
How are you?
Good. I was on bed rest with my second child at the hospital. And when I went into labor, the doctor called my house, and our phone was disconnected. So I had to call my neighbor to go to my house, and my husband missed the birth. When he capped it, he was like, how much longer? I was like, it's done. She's here.
So, like, did he cut the bill off, or did the phone get cut off because he didn't pay the bill?
Right.
So he didn't pay the bill, phone gets cut off, he misses the call saying your baby's here.
Right.
That's going to be a tough one to let go. Is he the current husband or is he the ex?
He's the current husband. Okay. We have three kids. There's another one after my middle child.
Okay.
But yeah, I bring it up all the time.
I bet that's the first thing he did. Like when you told him you were pregnant, he's like, I'm paying the bill for the next 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. Phone bill taken care of, honey.
Right. Exactly.
All right, AJ, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
Okay, Melissa, you'll appreciate this. This is from a Miami news anchor last night doing a story on, I think it was sexual injuries. Do you hear this yet?
I think it was is it injuries or is it a device? It's some report on something that has to do with sex.
Emergency room workers say the injuries are run-of-the-mill, everything from pulled hamstrings to fractured penises. Injuries tend to happen most when people get intimate in unusual places or try unusual things, so consider yourself warned. Sorry, people are cracking up in here. We'll be right back.
Then they got to cut to commercial.
Then he got lost.
I would do the same thing.
Yeah, later on we're going to do an audio of a anchor who shocked his co-host with using the word penis when they were doing a story about some kind of sexual device.
That's awesome.
I actually have it.
Do you?
Uh-huh. This is a guy in New Orleans that they were talking about this sexual device, and this news anchor never even breaks character. Like, I don't think he realizes how unprofessional he was.
Right.
Just for a second.
He didn't seem to,
because he picks up his papers, like, right after he says it, and he's like, and then tries to move on to the next story. But listen to the words.
And the G-Shock costs about $1,200, and doctors say it is safe, but for some reason, it just doesn't work on everyone. For more information on tonight's story, go to abc26.com/beautybreakthroughs. And guys, the shot lasts between 4 and 6 months, and Susan, who you met in our story, says that is one appointment she is not going to miss because she says it worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
She's enjoying her sex life a little bit more. She and her husband.
There's proof.
For
clarifying.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Yes. Those doctors are ready for some serious business.
I agree.
I think the phones are going to be ringing.
Yes, they will.
Everybody.
I mean, because it's a female segment reporter and his female co-host, and they're just like, what did you just say?
Idiot.
All right, let me play it again. Know. Let me play it again for you guys, because now you know it's there. All right, it's at the very tail end of this, and he's just using some of his ad libbing skills.
And not even smiling.
And the G-Shock costs about $1,200, and doctors say it is safe, but for some reason, it just doesn't work on everyone. For more information on tonight's story, go to abc26.com/beautybreakthroughs. And guys, the shot lasts between 4 and 6 months, and Susan, who you met in our story, says that is one appointment she is not going to miss because she says it worked for her.
So she's enjoying penis a little bit more, is she?
She's enjoying her sex life a little bit more. She and her husband.
There's proof.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
I agree. I think the phones are going to be ringing.
Yes, they will.
Yes, they will, but I don't realize yet why.
I have a meeting in the boss's office. What? Why? What did I do?
That's something you say in the office. You don't say that while you're talking.
Well, most
only in
offices,
this office.
Right.
I've never been in a real one.
Jeff and I joke about this all the time, that if we ever got jobs in real offices, we would all be fired in 3 minutes.
You'd become like bank tellers.
Because we all try to one-up each other with our gross-out humor. Like our shock value humor, because we don't make each other laugh anymore unless it's shocking.
And you can only do it in the studio.
Yeah.
Even outside those doors, it's not even cool.
There is a bell that you're supposed to ding if you say anything red light because it's so funny, and then give yourself a point over in the promotions office.
Nice.
So you're supposed to say something inappropriate and get on this board with a little check mark. The more check marks, the better it is.
Yeah, try that in your accounting firm today.
Yeah, that works out.
All right, this is an email that we got sort of on the same subject here. It says, Dear Burt Show, listening every morning, and I have since high school. Anyway, in the past, I've heard you guys discuss the junk press. Mm-hmm. Been a while since we talked about the junk press.
Yes, it is a complicated move.
Do you want to explain exactly what that is?
Well, it's just when a man presses his junk against you. Mm-hmm. And really.
It's on purpose.
It's on purpose, but sort of seemingly on accident.
It's in a situation where it could, like, it could be in a crowded bar.
Just trying
so
to get past
it's possible
you.
That
pardon
it's
me,
just
I'm
so
reaching over you across the table.
Right.
All right. But the end result is the dude's got his junk pressing up against you.
Correct. Right.
Then, after we talked about this the first time, we realized that there's a breast press also, mm-hmm. boob press. Yes. But this one is all about the junk press. All right. Anyway, in the past, I've heard you guys discuss the junk press. I'm 24 years old and never had it happen to me until last week, twice. And I think they were both accidents, but I can't be sure. It's what she writes. First one was while she was getting a massage.
Oh,
see, no. That's intentional.
Violation.
You think?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Yes.
She explains pretty well what happened. She says she's on her stomach with my hands down on my side.
Mm-hmm.
In that position, your hands are kind of curled up in a cup shape,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the massage therapist rested his junk right there in her upward facing hand.
Hold it like that a little
is,
bird.
That is yeah. not an accident.
No. Like
that's no accident.
No, he placed it right
yes.
there.
He had to lift up.
He See. Wanted her to hold on.
She says she didn't do anything about it.
Here, hold these while I work on your shoulders.
Exactly.
Hold on to my tarballs.
Come on, you guys that. Have a set. I mean, you would know if that was touching somebody's hand.
Yes. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
she
I'm
going
to put my cheesy peen right here on your hand. I'm going to act like it's an accident, but I know it's there.
You paid for that service, right?
Uh-huh. Now I'm going to tickle you so you make a fist. Oh, yeah. Oh.
She says, I thought maybe it was just an accident, but when I look back, maybe it wasn't. And then she says it happened again. She went to happy hour a few nights ago.
Yeah, she did.
This week, the bar brought in a salsa dance instructor. He was teaching all the ladies how to do some salsa moves. Mostly just group stuff, except for at the end, he takes me and positions me in a way that his junk sits right on my knee. I swear he didn't do that move with any of my friends. Just coincidence, or is the Burt Show just making me paranoid? Thanks again for all the laughs in the morning.
See, that's the beauty of the junk press, is the fact that it makes you question. See, it's a way See, a guy just, can be creepy without yeah. you realizing
but
it.
But salsa dancing, you are really close together, right? I mean, Wendy, you would probably
kind
know this
of,
better than anybody else.
Kind of, but I'm trying to think of a move that they do that it, you're even be close
if your
to
leg
that,
was in between his
that's
leg.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't fault the salsa guy nearly as much as I fault the massage therapist.
Because the dance guy, it's more questionable than the masseuse dude. You know what
I
you're doing
so
there.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think the dancer might have and accidentally
all,
done it.
Wendy, in all the moves, because you've been in a dance studio probably every day for the past 2 months, have you ever had the junk on you?
Wendy, you ever get that junk on you while
yeah,
you're dancing?
Got the junk on you.
Well, there's some moves that you have to be close, but in salsa, I'm trying to think, because you're pretty far apart, and I don't know where your knee's going.
Did That's you ever do thinking. The Paso Doble cheesy peen?
It's a new one. I haven't tried that.
Allison, good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Hi. I worked with a coworker that used to do, it's called the grab and hug, and he would actually hold you really close, and you wouldn't realize that one of his hands would actually be on your chest.
Yeah, he knew
while
that.
While he was hugging you close. So not only the junk, but they'll fill you up, too.
So he's got you, like, sort of by the both hands by the back, behind your shoulders?
He put one hand in front of you on your chest, and then he would hug you close with your other one. You were so close, you never knew that he had his hand on you.
Wow, that's an advancement.
I've actually tried that maneuver several times with Hobby, but she's always like, what are you looking for?
what are you doing? There's nothing there.
You trying to borrow a pen?
Jamie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, yeah. There's the girl who's called the crotch rubber. And basically it's when a guy is sitting at a bar, a girl comes up next to him trying to, you know, flirt with him a little, and she's constantly rubbing her crotch against his knee.
Nice. And where can I meet her?
Right. Outside the pony. No, that's
I don't know
we...
if you want to meet this girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know that I have ever witnessed
no.
the crotch rubber.
I've witnessed it a few times, and sometimes it can be on accident, but there's definitely those intentional crotch rubbing girls.
Ew.
Now, I have gone to hairstylists that I'm really... very confident that
the boob press
mm-hmm. do the boob
oh,
press
yeah.
on you.
Absolutely.
There's no need for your boobs to be well, there is a need.
That could be our next.
It's not warranted.
I think we promote that at our next Burt Show event, like the pool uh-huh. party, the midnight swim with lots of crotch rubbing girls and guys.
Put it on the flyer.
Yeah.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos.
When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, so let's get... Where's the mother-in-law, dude?
Where'd she go?
I don't know.
Do you ever have a mother-in-law?
I got mother-in-law.
Was she there before?
It's not my mother-in-law we're talking about, though.
Can't stand mother-in-laws.
They always hang up on you.
What, you said that out loud, baby.
Does Jessica know that?
What's her story?
Her story is that... mother-in-law wants to watch kids, I think, just an overnight deal.
Okay.
But our listener doesn't trust the mother-in-law, just doesn't trust that the kids will be safe.
So are we talking to the listener or are we talking to the mother-in-law?
We're talking to the listener.
Ah.
Okay. It's a lot like the same situation I had. You remember, you know, like a couple of years ago when I went to New York and I brought the kids up there and my mom wanted to take them to the museum for the day. But my mom's a sketch, man. I mean, a total sketch. She's all over the place, doesn't pay attention. And I've seen her with the kids, and I didn't want her to go to the museum alone with my kids. So I ended up going with them.
I mean, there's so many levels of insult to a woman. Because if you've been a mother, and then you're told you can't watch children correctly, that's the insult. And then on top of it, when you're the daughter-in-law, you know, that you're told, yeah, you know, you're not as good as watching my kids as my own mother is.
It's a tough conversation to have right there. Mm-hmm. A brutal one. Here's Catherine. Hey, Catherine.
Can I be on the voice disguiser?
You already are.
You are.
Oh, I am? Okay, yes. Awesome. Basically, my husband's mother walked out on him when he was 3. He's now 27.
Okay.
And she wants a part of our kids' lives, but she hasn't been there for us. And I'm not all of a sudden just going to bring my child and drop them off with a stranger. I have a 4-year-old and a 9-month-old. And she keeps asking to watch him overnight. And I've offered multiple times for her to watch her while we go on a date. Watch him, you know, during the day while I run a couple of errands. If she can't have him overnight, she doesn't want them at all.
All right, let's get a little history here. Let's just get a little history. So mom's takes off when your husband is how old? Like, this is a childhood thing?
She left when he was 3, and throughout the last 24 years, she really hasn't much to do with him. She comes in and out of his life whenever she feels like it. And I'm almost afraid that she's going to do that to our kids. Once they get attached to her, they're not going to see her again for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's almost like you're talking about my family. It's like the same story I've been telling on the radio now for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when she has had interaction with the kids, is she present? Is she taking care of them? Is she a good grandmother when she's around?
She, not really. Like, because they don't know her, they don't want to go to her. And they're usually sitting in mine or my husband's lap and doesn't want to go to see her. And the only time she does see them is when we have to bring her to them.
Mm-hmm.
And how does your husband feel about it?
For so long, he's been on my side about, you know, they don't need to spend the night overnight. But then he called her up about 2 weeks ago to ask why she has nothing to do with our kids. And she turned it around saying that it was my fault.
Oh,
no. I'm the B word, and I'm very cold to her, and that I'm keeping her from seeing her grandchildren.
Oh, no.
So that, of course, started a huge fight between me and my husband.
And now, do you feel like he's on her side of things?
I do. I feel like for so long he's been on my side, and all of a sudden he's like, well, maybe she should watch him overnight, and I'm just not sure about it because they don't know her, and she is a stranger to our 4-year-old. Mm.
Well, I mean,
yeah, that's weird. I don't know why she wants that.
I find it odd that she is willing. She's not willing to watch them during a date.
Yeah,
only watches wants to watch them overnight. But I do think that your children's relationship with the mom is not going to be the same as your husband's relationship with his mom. You know, I mean,
right.
it's y'all are introducing her to the kids as their grandmother. So I just want to throw that in there because. You know, just because the parent doesn't get along with their parent doesn't mean the grandchildren have to have the same relationship.
But, I mean, all you have is a history to go on. And this one obviously strikes at me here. If the history that you have with your own parent is that they come and go, they emotionally come and then they emotionally take off. That's easier to deal with when you're a parent. But if that's their history, if that's their relationship resume, then you're always a little bit nervous that they're going to do the same thing to your child. And when you've got a 3-, 4-, 5-year-old, to have the grandparents just dabble in and then dabble out, that's a scary thought.
I also think that just for that one night, overnight, like, how do you leave your kid there with basically a stranger, with your kid looking at you going, "Mommy, don't leave me here. I don't know who this person is." I mean, if that, what, like you said, if that was a couple hours while you all go out to dinner and your kid knows you're coming back in a couple hours, they can get used to it and maybe get to know her. But overnight with a stranger and you've got a 4-year-old looking back at you saying, "Please don't, Mommy." I don't know how you could do it.
Exactly,
I mean, physically,
what I told my husband.
How do you drive away? I mean, you wouldn't be able to.
I told him the same thing. And I just think it's strange that she will not watch him during the day for a couple hours, but she'll take him overnight.
That's weird.
You know, this is going to sound really strange, but if this was my situation, here's how I think it would play out. Because I think my mom likes the idea of being a grandmother, but doesn't like being a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she loves the idea of having the kids overnight, but whenever we've presented that to her, she's always bailed on it. So I'm wondering if you actually said to her, "Okay, what night
here
do you want
to
do it?" I wonder if she would just go, "Yeah, you know what? Maybe the week after is okay."
She may flake out.
But that's a
gamble.
Pull up that's
with
a big old gamble right
diaper
there.
Diaper bags and toys and all that, all the stuff that comes with kids, just dump it on the floor.
Hey, good morning. Shelly has some advice for you. Hey, Shelly.
Good morning.
Good morning.
17 years of being with the same mother-in-law. She hates me. She wants my kids. No. I've told my husband, I said, when she can grow up and she can act her age and she can say things that aren't negative to my kids, maybe she can have them, but not until then. And if you don't feel comfortable... You don't feel comfortable. Don't let him go. My husband says he doesn't hate me because of it. So, I mean, you got to go with your instincts and you got to go with how you feel.
I totally agree with that.
But, Catherine, you're not saying that this mother-in-law is talking down to the grandkids. She's not being nasty or anything like that, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But well, I do know that she called her sisters and my husband's brother and his wife and talks smack about me.
Oh,
who cares? It's your kids you're thinking about here.
Yeah, you really got to take you out of it. Man, if you're not in with Mama Bear, you ain't in at all. Hey, Meredith, good morning.
You're not just marrying your husband.
Right. Hey, Meredith.
Good morning. Love your show.
Thank you.
I totally think that if she can't spend a couple hours and you feel comfortable with her, with you leaving her with your kids, then she can't have any time. And if she's talking junk about you, that's a flat-out no right there. You have to respect me before you can get to my kids. So I say until she can, until you and your children feel comfortable with her for a couple hours, it's not going to fly for an overnight.
So, Meredith, what you're saying is sort of, it's a little different than I think what Melissa was saying. You're saying that they can't be two separate relationships. If you don't respect you, then you can't get to my kids.
I mean, I have a similar issue with my husband and his mom. She just flat out left, and my daughter is extremely attached to her now. So that comes from a history with us where she was there and then she left, no word from her, and now my children are wondering where she is and I don't know what to tell them. So from that perspective on me, I'm saying no. If I don't feel comfortable with you, how am I supposed to trust you with my children?
Bye. Thank you for calling. And Valerie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey.
Hey, here you have Catherine here who's just like not comfortable leaving her kids with the mother-in-law because she doesn't really feel like she's very trustworthy. The kids don't hang out with her a whole bunch. It almost feels like she'd be dropping them off with a stranger.
Well, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, children are very resilient. They don't really have a sense of time. They're not, you know, they're better off for whatever time they're going to have with her and get to know her if it's just a short amount of time. Unless she's physically unable to take care of him, like has Alzheimer's or has some kind of physical problem, I think she's being absolutely ridiculous. The children should have time, whatever time it is, to spend with her. And, you know, they just need to have a little time. Something is better than nothing, unless she's physically unable to care for him and it's a safety issue.
But
no,
issue is
she's physically capable.
But she's also physically a stranger.
But don't you think that it's weird she won't do just a couple hours? It's either overnight or nothing at all?
Well, I mean, she may be trying to establish some type of rapport with the children, but, I mean, my mother is not much of a grandmother, but she's kind of got some extenuating circumstances. I have a mentally retarded grandbrother, and she cares for my stepfather, who has Alzheimer's. But she has a plate full. But if she could, she would take whatever time she could with the grandchildren. She just doesn't really have the time to. But physically, she's capable, and I would let her have whatever time she wants with them.
It's kind of arguing Jen's point. Why not then spend a couple of hours mm-hmm. each day or each week getting to know the kids and then eventually bring it up to an overnight stay?
There's some weird ego thing going on that mm-hmm. it's like it all or nothing here. And I just wouldn't, if it's, I wouldn't play that game if I were you. You're inevitably the guardian of your own children. And if you don't feel comfortable character-wise or physical-wise that your kids are around your mother-in-law, then it can't be done.
Right.
It's too important a decision to just try to make somebody else happy with. Mm-hmm. It's your kids.
And you know, I feel that since we're the parents, she should be doing it on our terms.
No, I'm just concerned about the rift that's coming between you and your husband over it, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, because I was very upset when she called me that word and he said nothing to her.
Oof. He didn't defend you at all?
No, he said it wasn't worth it fighting over.
That might be the bigger issue, because that one is worth fighting over, I think. Mm-hmm. You start throwing out words like that and he doesn't defend you, that might actually be the bigger issue, Catherine.
I agree.
All right, well, as usual, we didn't get you any real great answers. But at least you got to hear a couple of different angles on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
This is The Bert Show.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, this is from the Bert Show listener that wants to know how to address this with a coworker. It says, good morning, and you guys can call up with your advice if you got it. 404-741-Q100. I work in a small office and have been having issues with a coworker for over a year. We've never really been able to see eye to eye since our first day together. Mostly she's upset that I work from home half the week while she's here for long hours. Recently I had to cover her position for her for the morning, and when I asked our other coworker why she was gone, I was told she is getting food stamps. Now I have no problems with people who need food stamps, but she and her husband work full time. She's been living in an apartment and decided she no longer likes, quote-unquote, apartment life, so she went house hunting. Mm. I tried to help her find an affordable house because of the past year we've been receiving calls from creditors for her. She picked a house that is twice as much as her apartment now and got my boss to write a letter to the state saying her hours were cut. She's still getting paid the same amount as before and is basically getting assistance to live out of her means. It's killing me not to say something to her, either way, my boss or the state. I can't sit by and let her get assistance when it's not warranted. Please help me.
Mm-hmm. Frustrating. So she's getting unemployment, but she's employed, is what it sounds like to me.
I don't know how food stamps work.
I don't either.
Me neither.
But I do remember working, yeah, at the Piggly Wiggly, okay? I was a cashier at the Pig. And there was...
Hello!
It's awesome. What's up? And so we knew there are certain things, at least at the time, on food stamps that you could ring, you know, could ring out, and there's some things that didn't qualify for food stamps. So I know that baby formula and different kinds of things to help new mothers out was a part of food stamps. But there was this one guy that came up, and part of his grocery bill was the food stamp part, right? And then he was buying cigarettes, which is not a part of the food stamp. At least it wasn't then, and he had to pull out cash for it, and he opened up his wallet, and he had this huge wad of big bills in his, and I couldn't believe you're on food stamps, and he looked like he had at least $500 in his wallet. And I was so frustrated by that, because I thought there are people that really do need assistance, but then there are definitely people who take advantage of the system.
But I wonder if he probably wasn't making that money legally, or at least wasn't reporting that money,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
whether it was a server or
right.
whether it was illegal or whatever, mm-hmm. you know.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Robin.
Hey. Hi, Bert Show.
Hey. Hi.
This lady needs to mind her damn business, in my opinion.
Okay. Really?
She doesn't know this lady's full situation. She doesn't know what's going on. And the first thing she said was that they've been having problems mm-hmm. with each other. This is out of spite. And if this lady is doing something wrong, she'll get caught. Mm. She'll get caught.
So
but for her to know all this personal information and say she wants to go report it, she needs to mind her damn business.
But it's, again, people taking advantage of the system. She's got a job, and she just wants more stuff and bigger things. Why not just live comfortably in something smaller until you can finally afford it without having to use the government's money or my money, because my money goes to the government?
Absolutely agree with that, and my money too, but you don't know this lady's situation. She's making all kind of assumptions. Mm-hmm. That's my point. This is a coworker, mm-hmm. okay? So, I mean,
She's just being spiteful and nosy, in my opinion. I pay my taxes. I understand what you're saying. I completely agree. But what is her motivation behind this?
Yeah, because it does say in the first couple of lines there that they haven't seen eye to eye in a long time. So you wonder maybe if she's looking at her a little more critically because they don't get along to begin with.
Oh, definitely.
Here is Melissa. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was going to say that you can go on the Department of Human Resources website for Georgia. Mm-hmm. You can send an anonymous tip, and they'll investigate it and find out, because I had to do that before.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did to a coworker?
No.
To a friend? What were they doing?
Not a friend. Just
an enemy.
Someone that I know.
Someone you didn't like.
What were they
doing?
Someone
I share blood with.
Food stamp fraud. Not a family member.
Now, it almost sounds like your situation is very much like this email. Was this a woman that you did not, or a guy that you did not get along with?
Oh, I don't get along with her, and I know what she was doing was wrong, so
you reported her.
So you reported her.
Yes, and then they investigate it, and you don't have to do anything with the investigation.
Look, it's a cool thing. It's set up that way. Mm-hmm. Whatever the motive is, you're going to get busted. You're going to get busted.
If they're doing something wrong, then they'll be prosecuted. If they're not, then you don't have anything to worry about. But at least, you know, you did the right thing by turning them in.
Do you remember what the website was?
Yeah, you just go to I think it's DHR.gov or GeorgiaDHR.gov, and there's a link on there for, I think they have a whole department that handles investigation.
Wow.
I do think anonymous, I don't know, I think it's a little cowardly, to be honest with you. You know?
That's okay.
Where she's too...
Still at the end of the day, if you're doing the right thing.
I know. It depends on if you're doing the right thing. I think the first call, the house thing, buying a house would have tipped me off. If you're on food stamps and you're going house hunting,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would tip me off a little bit. Like, wait a second, that's a red flag. But I see where the first caller's like, if she's doing the right thing and not doing it out of spite, then I get it. But if she's just trying to be kind of
spiteful,
then
your motivation is wrong.
Yeah.
But still, at the end of the day, it's all you got.
It's just if they investigate her and she's doing something wrong, it's really that woman's fault.
Right.
The Burt Show. Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.